This webcast is a service of South Dakota Public Broadcasting. More information at sd.net.
Senate taxation will come to order. I said Senate taxation will come to order. I got to get over that. No, well, I don't think sometimes at all. Good morning, everyone. I would ask that everyone please take a seat, have your phones turned to silent. If you plan on testifying today, make sure you sign in at the end of the back of the courtroom or the hearing room. We're really on a roll. Badges need to be worn by the lobbyists if they're going to give any testimony. During COVID, we encourage remote testimony and written testimony, which you can arrange by emailing this committee at least 24 hours in advance. At this time, I'd ask the secretary to call the roll.
Yes, sir. Senator Castleberry?
Here.
Klum?
Here.
Nostrup?
Nostrup's excused.
Thank you. Otten?
Here.
Stalzer?
Here.
Simons?
Simmons is here.
Thank you. Johns?
Here.
We have a quorum, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. At this time, I would entertain a motion to approve the minutes from the last meeting.
So move. By Klum.
Motion from Klum and a second from Stalzer. All those in favor of the motion, please say aye.
Aye.
Motion passed. The minutes from the last meeting are approved. With that, we'll proceed with the agenda. We have one bill scheduled for a hearing today. It's Senate Bill 39, which is a bill to repeal the registration requirements for certain entertainment devices. We will hear from the opponents.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
Yes. The proponent has an amendment. I'd like to move Amendment 39 Alpha.
Do we have a second?
Second.
We have a motion and a from Senator Stalzer and a second from Senator Klum. I believe that's pastoral. So all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say nay. Motion passes. We can then proceed with the testimony. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. My name is Jason Evans with the South Dakota Department of Revenue, and thank you, Senator Stalzer. My first comments, we're going to mention the amendment and ask that to be moved, so I appreciate you jumping the gun on that for me. Senate Bill 39 is a 14-section bill that does some amending and repealing of statutes in Chapter 1058, which is titled the Amusement Device Tax. That chapter was implemented in 1985 and deals with the taxation of amusement devices, which are typically considered coin-operated devices such as dartboards, pool tables, arcade games, things of that nature. So I'm going to take a little bit of time just kind of detailing what the current system does, what we see as some of the issues that need to be resolved in that system, and what we're doing in Senate Bill 39 to make the system better. So the current system right now imposes a 4.5% special amusement excise tax on the gross receipts that are derived from the operation of these devices. That 4.5% tax obviously mirrors the state sales tax rate, and it always has since 1985. We have historically treated that as a sales tax and asked the owners and operators of these devices to report that on their sales tax return. And so that is how that's been done. This bill will seek to continue that, although we'll make some clarifications in that area. Now, as it relates to the municipal tax, this is kind of herein lies the problem with this chapter, and I'll detail that in particular. But in lieu of the municipal sales tax, you know, in your communities, typically they impose a 1 or 2% additional tax for the municipalities on the sales or services that are provided. In this chapter, as it relates to taxation of amusement devices, in lieu of the municipal sales tax, there is a registration requirement. requirement. And owners and operators are required to register these devices with the department. And the registration is accomplished by purchasing a decal from us that is to be affixed to the machines in a conspicuous place for anybody looking at that to see. And so each year the department is required to procure a number of decals. The owners and operators of these are required to make application to us, telling us how many decals they want and for which cities. We must then mail these decals out. The owners and operators have to go through their route to apply them all to the machines. We in turn revert the money back to the cities if the machine is located within a municipality, and if the machine is located outside of a municipality, the state keeps the money. That registration fee has been static at $12 since 1985, and so you know, the decal system is inefficient in its nature, and unfortunately, because it's been static since 1985, the costs for us to administer that have exceeded the costs that we generate at the state level for machines located outside of the municipalities. So I just want to point out a little bit of, you know, the concerns about that, and you know, if you look at the $12 fee in 1985 in relation to what that would be now. I mean, if you just Google up any kind of inflation calculation, later, $12 in 1985 is worth approximately $30 today. If you look at the administrative costs that go into this program, in 1985, minimum wage to pay somebody to do this stuff was $3.35. Now it's $9.45. Postage to mail a decal in 1985 was 22 cents. Now it's 55 cents. So the costs have gone up. The level of the number of machines, frankly, have gone down. You know, I looked at this. I have our Department of Revenue annual reports back to 1996, because that's the year I started working for the department, not in this capacity, but in a different capacity. So I looked at how much this program generated in 1996. It was about $167,000. In fiscal year FY20, it generated only $57,000. So not only have the number of machines gone down, the total revenue gone down, but the purchasing power of that $12 has gone down considerably. And so, you know, the department's been looking at this for a number of years, trying to figure out, you know, what we can do to improve the program. In 2016, we brought a bill to simply repeal the entire chapter, which would have thrown the whole system into our sales tax system. The gross receipts would have been subject to state and city sales tax. And that bill was unsuccessful in 2016. We tried it again in 2019, Senate Bill 28 in 2019. We still think that was the best solution. We tried it again, and for various reasons, we had opposition to that, and that bill was unsuccessful. And so, you know, what we're looking at here this year is a mechanism to try to do something different, to fix the systems or fix the problems that we see in the system, without having an unsuccessful attempt to just repeal the whole thing again. So I reached out to the municipalities. I reached out to our opponents in the past, the Music and Vending Association. We had a conversation about the various maladies that I just mentioned to you and why we feel adamant that something needs to be done in this area. And we had a couple of meetings, and out of those meetings I had this weird idea to what if we retain Chapter 1058, but just get rid of the registration requirements? Basically forego both the municipal tax and the $12 decals. And so that idea seemed to have some traction, and that's kind of where the genesis of Senate Bill 39 comes from. As I was looking at that chapter, we also identified some other areas, and I mentioned earlier that the 4.5% tax is a special amusement excise tax, and that's we've treated as a sales tax historically because it mirrors the sales tax. Unfortunately, the code doesn't say that it's in lieu of sales tax, so there's concern that perhaps some future revenuer could go extreme and say that maybe they owe 4.5%. Special amusement excise tax and 4.5% sales tax. And so that's another area that we need to fix in the code. And finally, there's no real clear definition of what an amusement device is. We have some administrative rules that talk about coin-operated devices, but that rule isn't super clear. The code doesn't really define at all what an amusement device is. And so there were questions about, is it truly the historic interpretation of coin-operated pool tables, dartboards, arcade arcade games, etc., or are things like, you know, bowling alleys and batting cages and movie theaters also mechanical or electronic amusement devices that might qualify, you know, basically breaking this thing wide open as it relates to the municipal tax. So we felt the need to clearly define what that amusement device really is. And so moving on to what Senate Bill 39 does, we think that this is kind of a compromise solution that all parties can live with. So first and foremost, it fixes the issue of the $12 registration that's a money loser, inefficient registration system. We simply, you know, sections 3 through 14 of the bill essentially remove all reference to the registration. And so in some cases, we have to amend some sections because there's language we still need. In many cases, we simply are repealing sections in the bill that are in the chapter that are relating to this registration program that are no longer necessary. We also, in section 6 of the bill, had to make some amendments to clarify. I mentioned the gross receipts, but I should also mention that the $12 decal is in lieu of not only the municipal tax on the gross receipts derived from these machines, but the purchase or the sale of these machines as well. And so in section 6, we had to kind of do some amending to make sure that it still ensures that the purchase or sale of these machines is also exempt from the municipal tax, and that the cities can't go rogue and impose their own fees or permits or license fees on these machines. So that's what section 6 is, if there's any questions about that. I mentioned earlier that there's no real definition, and so herein lies kind of the sticking point and why we've had to delay the bill on Wednesday and why we've been talking about this bill with all interested parties for a couple of weeks now. We really wanted to try to narrow the definition of an amusement device to what the current universe is, to what is currently eligible for and receiving the decals that is generating the $57,000 in FY20. We wanted to limit it to that, limit the exposures to the municipalities, because again, we're basically exempting it from all municipal taxes, so we don't want to expand the definition and have the municipalities losing out on more than what they're already going to miss out on by repealing this registration. And so Section 2 of the bill narrowly defines amusement devices, and this is where we had the amendment to the bill as well. It's a mechanical or electronic amusement device is any coin or bill operated. And then there's the list of 8 devices. So that if it's one of those 8 devices and it has a coin acceptor and a bill acceptor or a bill acceptor and can be operated with coins or bills, it fits. And I should mention just for the record that if it has a coin or bill acceptor and operates with those means, even if it also has other payment means, if I can come in with a card or a credit card, those are also going to fit within this definition so long as they have a coin or bill acceptor and can be operated that way. So we really wanted to narrow the definition to, again, what the current universe is that's generating the $57,000 in FY20. And then finally, I mentioned that the 4.5% tax that does apply to the gross receipts wasn't clear as to whether that special amusement excise tax is in lieu of sales tax or if it should have been in addition to the sales tax all along. And so we've clarified that in the bill in Section 1. We've just added that the tax here is in lieu of any sales tax under Chapter 1045. So that's kind of a snapshot of the history and what the bill does. We think this is a better system than what we're currently operating on, and the results will ultimately be that the gross receipts derived from the machines that fit within this definition will be subject to a 4.5% special amusement excise tax only, that they'll be exempt from municipal sales tax, we'll quit doing the decal system, and the department can, you know, re-divert those efforts to more efficient programs and more lucrative programs likely. Owners of amusement devices will no longer have to purchase the decals from us and apply those decals to the machines. They'll have a full exemption from municipal tax for both the sales tax and the $12 registration fee. And we're limiting the exposure to the municipalities to only that, you know, those devices that are currently generating the $57,000. So I've been rambling for a few minutes here. I know there are others that want to speak, and so I'll just close with a quote that I've often heard that says, "Don't let perfect be the enemy of good." I don't think this is a perfect bill. I think Senate Bill 28 from 2019 was a much better bill. And I would imagine that other proponents of this bill today aren't going to think it's a perfect bill, that there are probably things they don't like about it as well. But it's a good bill. And it's a good bill because all of us have come together. We've compromised with a solution that seems to work that we can all live with. And so I would just ask the committee to please vote yes on Senate Bill 39. Thank you.
I thank the testifier. I'll hear further testimony from additional proponents.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman and members of the committee. Yvonne Taylor with the South Dakota Municipal League. I guess we seem like maybe an odd proponent because I think we're the only losers in this deal. We do think it's a adequate swap for the stability of the definition to give up the revenue in order to seal it to the level of loss it's going to be right now. And so going forward, we think it works. We're also just, in general, a good government organization, and a revenue program that costs more than you get back for it is not good government. So we do appreciate the bill. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Further testimony?
Excuse me. Yes, Mr. Chair and committee members, Bob Ryder. I'm a registered lobbyist for the Music and Vending Association of South Dakota. And our members have been in existence for many years, and our association has, I should probably say our association has been in existence for many years. Membership has changed from year to year. But in 1985, when we spoke about the changes in the law that were adopted at that time, it was frankly an effort from the Music and Vending Association and the Municipal League and the Department of Revenue that put this law together to present to the legislature for your consideration, and ultimately it was adopted by the legislature. As Mr. Evans has indicated, since that time there have been concerns expressed more recently regarding it. But this is the first year where we've had the dialogue probably necessary to understand each other's position and needs relative to the law. So Mr. Evans contacted us on the 11th of December, and frankly, we've been working pretty steadily since that time to try to reach this resolution. And yesterday, the folks involved in it, after much effort from the Municipal League, Yvonne Taylor and the Secretary of the Department of Revenue and Mr. Evans and our members on phones and calls and emails, and we have really put together what we think is a fair resolution to the issue. Now, of course, that's up to you to decide if it's a fair resolution, but we would certainly urge your approval. It didn't come without a lot of study and concern and looking to the past and looking to the future, and we think it's a fair and reasonable compromise.
Thank you very much. Any further testimony?
Good morning, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. Matt Krogman representing the South Dakota Licensed Beverage Dealers and Gaming Association. Our members are a lot of the bar and restaurant owners where these devices are located. We had stood in opposition of the attempt in 2019. We really appreciate the work that the department and specifically Mr. Evans has put into this. We think this is a great compromise and would appreciate your support. Thank you.
Well, thank you. Any further testimony from anyone present in the room? And then I would inquire, have we received any written testimony or any notice of remote? Thank you. We'll then call for any testimony in opposition. Does anyone wish to appear in opposition? Seeing none, we'll close the testimony and move to any questions that the members of the committee may have.
Mr. Chair.
Senator Klum.
Question for the department. And I think you answered this when you mentioned that credit cards would work too, but Apple Pay, is that considered a credit card, other kind of virtual payment?
Mr. Chair. Senator Klum, I think the response that the Secretary gave to the industry yesterday is that as long as it accepts coins and bills, any other payment would be acceptable as well. And so my response to that would be yes. If it's a device that you can stick a coin in and operate, it falls under this system. And if that device also will somehow accept apps operations, it falls within the system.
Okay. Thank you.
Any further questions from the members of the committee? Seeing none, thank you very much. Any discussion or action?
Mr. Chair.
Senator Auden.
I move due pass.
Second.
Yeah, we have a motion for due pass of Senate Bill 39, an act to repeal the registration requirements for certain amusement devices, and we have a second from Senator Castleberry. Any comments?
Yes, Mr. Chair. Well, everybody seems to be in agreement with it, and it actually reduces the cost for businesses, so I think it's a good deal.
Any further comments from any members of the committee? Seeing none, then we'll move to the vote on the motion. All those in favor of sending Senate Bill 39 to the floor with a due pass recommendation, vote aye. All those opposed will vote no. Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Senator Castleberry.
Aye.
Senator Klum.
Aye.
Nobstrup.
He's excused.
Senator Auden.
Aye.
Stalter?
Aye.
Simmons?
Aye.
Johns?
Aye.
The motion passes.
Senate Bill 39, an act to repeal the registration requirements for certain amusement devices, will go to the floor with a due pass recommendation on a vote of 6 to none with one excused. I don't think we can. I think we probably have to have it heard on the floor. So,
does it raise any fees, right? Or
yes, Mr. Ryder.
My only question that was as amended.
It's as option? Amended. Okay, yes. Yes. Thank you.
But that doesn't
so it'd be,
matter.
Go ahead. Sorry.
I'll just object.
Yeah.
I just don't want to pitch it.
So it's 39. Is it? What was it? A. We'll go to the floor on a due pass recommendation. So I'll have the record corrected. We do have one bill next week, which would be Senate Bill 78, brought by Senator Duvall. We'll meet at 10 o'clock. Do we have any further discussion or matters that need to come before the committee? Seeing none, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
So move.
We have a motion by Stalzer, a second by Klum. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Motion pass.